This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're doing a series called The Data on Our Data. A year after the Edward Snowden leaks, we're giving you five singular data points that remind us how much we now know about surveillance and how much the surveillers know about us. You've heard about location data, recording phone calls, and copying our digital address books. So here's another number for you, $278 million. Context from visiting Harvard Law School professor Susan Crawford.
So this is the amount spent by the NSA in fiscal 2013 under what it calls its Corporate Partner Access Project. What they're doing is reimbursing telecommunications companies for domestic surveillance of all internet traffic.
The National Security Agency says that it's pulling data on only non-U.S. citizens. Telecom companies, as well as tech companies, need to comply with the surveillance orders made possible through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But they're still not allowed to be fully transparent on what data they're being paid to give up. And the access is unfettered.
We do know that the fiber optic cables that NSA is getting access to carry everything, all of our phone calls, all of our emails, and that our concern is that domestic surveillance can be carried out through these foreign intelligence programs.
In other words, once they got the keys to the candy store and there's no real accounting, it's tough to tell what the NSA, our government, is paying for. If you want to know what any of these numbers actually look like, we've got some powerful graphics on them. Head to marketplacetech.org.